Shalim Lo Yishkozeh, Kimash Yitzmechu Yirashecha. And then he told him, Ani Hashem Atel Shetzich Sicha Beperkat Lotchas Artat Leis Lerishta. Vayim Hashem Akim Bamayda Kereshena, and so on. So Betzel, this is a Pashu HaKadosh Baruch Hu who is cursed this to be Mashtiach to him, that he's going to have the Inyan of Yerusha, which means a permanence. Sai mitzad children, Sai mitzad a place. It both are called Yerusha. He first he said as Matitali, he says, Minevet Beisi Yerusha Isi, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lo Yerush Chazen, he was Kaveh a Yerush. And then he said, I'll give you the earth, that'll be Yerush. So then he takes us to the Brisbane upstarting. So, Chazal asked, what did he do wrong to deserve the Brisbane upstarting? And what chet and so on? Why? What is that? This study is so bad. What chet was buried in the Yitzhak Mitzrayim? They said, Ma'eda. But certainly, the Pasha of the Pasuk is that this was the priest's bris. This wasn't the punishment. This was the positive part of it. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, you dare take it out of our Selahem, and so on and so forth. So, why is that a Krisis Bris? The Marshal, if I say I'll give you $1,000, so you say, okay, that's very nice, could I have some sort of assurance? But if I say that I will give you a patch, you only ask, where's the assurance? Well, I guess you trust somebody when he says he's going to hit you, that he will. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to be Kairis Bris, they go through all of this trouble here. It's really something that, and the whole Surah of the Kairis Bris, what does that do to Israel? What does it have to do with kids? As the normal Kairis Bris had some shaykhs with it. They had some fight about the Be'er, they had some fight about with Lavan, so you stop at the midpoint and you say, okay, I won't go from here, you won't go from there, I won't do this, you won't do this, and we cut something in the middle. This has no shaykh to anything. I was just cutting a bunch of things. It's a Krisis Bris. The whole life, it's Oymed Arsheni. Really needs a Havana. So, I want to understand it as Bemis as a context of a beginning of Avodah. The Rambam, it's very interesting, the Rambam Beis HaBechira speaks about what the Beis HaMikdash is. So the Rambam says, there's a mitzvah essay to make a place for korbanis and an alila regel, fine. Then it says that where there was a Beis HaMikdash, and once the Beis HaMikdash is built, then it's we can't go back to anything else, and that's through Dalit. Hey, he says, he starts describing what is the Iker Binyan of the Beis HaMikdash. How does the HaMikdash look? It's Tzuras HaBinyan. Ve'elein advarim shen Iker Binyan Bais. Oysen boi kodesh b'kodesh kodoshim. You make an entity, a house of sorts, that has a kodesh kodesh kodoshim. Ve'yir lifnei ha-kodesh mokem echad v'nikre ulo. And there's a place in front of the kodesh that's called an ulo. Oshlosh in the current Hechel, and all three together are called Hechel. Then you make a mechita savir lahechel, rechoike b'menu, ke'enkel achatre b'midba, and anything that mechita is called Yazara, and that's v'hakol nikra mikdash. And then he says the mikdash makes seven kelim. So the Rambam sketches out for us the Tzuras HaBayis, and he says there's kodesh and kodesh kodashim, and in front of it, attached to it, you have a place that's called the Ula. And all three together are Hekel. So if the Rambam demarcates the three, why doesn't he make three separate entities? You build a Kodesh, and in front of that you build a Kodesh, in front of that you build a Kodesh, and then you build an Ula. That's how I would describe it. If someone would ask me to describe this, I mean, so you have the Kodesh Kodashim, then you have the Kodesh, then you have the Ulam, and the whole thing is called the Hechel. Go in order from, or go Ulam, Kodesh, Kodesh Kodashim. the Rambam does two things. First of all, he starts with the Kodesh, and he says, "Oisim beKodesh veKodesh haKadoshim," and then he says, "V'yir lifnei haKodesh mokum echad." Then you have something before it called Ulam. It's first of all, it's not an order, it's not a sequence. Secondly, it's also the Kodesh haKadoshim is kilo one inyan, and the Ulam is something else. The truth was the Ulam was attached to it. It wasn't another entity, it was attached to it. So what's the Seder Dvarim here? So, it's not as if the Rambam is telling us where the Kalim were, that he's going in that Seder. It's also, there were no Kalim of the Ulam, but Tachlis, the Kalim is the next one. He says in the Mikdash you put Kalim, and it says the Mokum for each one where it is. So I think the Havana is followed. The Beis Hamikdash is mechuvin to the world in every way possible. That's the Rabbi Abachai is Meir, Chazal Meir. You find everything. The Bris Oilov you find in the you find it here in the Heichal in the Beis Hamikdash. There is Kodesh. It's two nekudas. The Kodesh itself is the guf of the Mikdash. That's the place. Once you have Kodesh, you have within the Kodesh a nekuda of Kodesh Kadashim that is a nekuda panemius, a nekuda musteris. It's part of the Kodesh. It just nobody has any isha to it. The outside does not serve as a the Kodesh does not serve as a gateway to Kodesh Kodashim, because nobody goes into Kodesh Kodashim. So if the Kohen Gadol wants it, yes, Mechapa. But there's no Avodah. So you can't say that you build the Kodesh in front of Kodesh Kodashim. That's not true. It's not an access ramp to the Kodesh Kodashim. It's an Nekuda within Kodesh, an Nekuda Pnimius that's beyond the Maga Adam. That's the relationship of Kodesh Kodesh Hashem. And the Ulam, the Tzur of the Ulam, the Teichen of the Ulam, is a Hachana for the Kodesh. It's a Pchina of the Prezder in front of the Traklin. The Tzura of a Traklin and a Prezder is a correct Tzura. It's a Tzura Mitis. This is the way it should be. And B'meila, since in the big picture, the world was created with Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba, with a Haskenat of a Prezder, until you connect into the Traklin. So in the Beis HaMikdash, there was the Etzem Tzura of the Beis Hashem. There was a Traklin, which is the Mokum of the Etzem in Yanei Avodas Hashem, the way it should be, and the Ulam, which is Achana to it. Even though you didn't do anything to Ulam, but that's the Tzura of a Binyan. I want to explain a little bit more. It says the reason that the Tzura of the Ulam is, as opposed to the Moshe Kodesh Kadoshim, which is a Muvdal from us, and it's not a Mokum. lives in my house, it takes 0 minutes for me to go there. There's no road from me to him. I remember there was somebody who has, somebody came to the mirror, an older, a Rav, or tourist, and a friend of Reb Nachum's, I guess. So he speaks Reb Nachum a little bit, he's speaking Spanish, and then he asked Reb Nachum how to get to Meir Shearim with Geula, which is a block up. So Reb Nachum told him, yeah, you walk up this way and you turn right, and that's where you are, something like that. So the person said, mean there's no bus that goes from here to there. So Reb Nachum said, what I mean to say is it's not shaykh a bus from here to there. He felt it was a little bit sloppy reasoning. It's not that there happens not to be a bus. He said, can it think? Das mein ich sagen. So in the what makes Kodesh Kodashim is that it's muvdol and mufrash without any approach to it. What makes Kodesh is that it requires hachana to it. That sets it apart. In other words, there's never a matziv where you can have one foot outside and one foot inside, where you can go straight from Chol to Kodesh. There always needs to be the pechina of Tosefta Shabbos is a pechina, because it's strange. What's Tosefta Shabbos? The Velt says, the joke, the Velt says that the Yekis say it's not healthy to eat immediately after Tainis. You should wait at least 20 minutes after Tainis to eat. There is no mahalach of Chol to Kodesh without treading a path. So it's true that's what we call Avedas Adam in the big picture. So Avedas Adam is not only a chetimtza to give a person schar and all these wonderful things, it's chirach hametzias. That when you have something that's in choil, it's not too kodesh is a progression. There's a derech, just like derech Eitz Chaim. The Eitz Hadas came with a derech. A derech Eretz Kantar means there's already a derech that leads from one to the other. You need to have a derech before. These are dvarim, but these are drachim that are nikne. So is every element of choil and kodesh needs to have a mahalat to it. So understanding Olam Hazeh as a proizder means it's not only pshat, watch a part of your time, you'll get tafrit. It means that you can't, Olam Haba by definition can only come after you've gone through the proizder. If you're not going through a proizder, there's no such thing as an Olam Haba, because it's the same. If somebody lives in my house, he's living in my house. There's no difference. When you have the need to walk, to go through some sort of process, that's where you have it. So the Rambam, when he talks about Ikra Abayis, that's exactly the Tzuras Abayis, is that there's a ulam that comes before it, and so the Heichel includes everything. But a Heichel includes the Mokum Kodesh and the Ulam, which was a sort of a walkway, an extended binyan that goes to it. Then again, the Beis HaMikdash and so on. The Brisbane Absurim, the first time it says that Klal Yisrael had an answer, that Klal Yisrael answered Mitzrayim, you weren't Mekayim v'acharkach, you weren't Mekayim Yohef, the main one of Eretz Yisrael. So what's the pshat they weren't Mekayim Yohef? What was Ki'ilu the deal? What was the... you didn't... The first time we said, you weren't Mekayim, you don't get a second. Teretz is, Avram Avinu wanted to know, v'ma eda kereshena means that it became a nekuda of kriyas. It became a nekuda of anything that happens, that can happen, cannot happen. Anything that's been mikra doesn't have kriyas, doesn't have mitzias. the only way in which we get to someplace that has, if I need to go through a Proizdor, it means the Traklin is beyond. Kolzman, it's the same place I am, means I can come in, I cannot come in. The Mahalach along the Proizdor, the Mahalach of Avodah along the Proizdor, is the Mahalach that leads you to a makom that we can now call Olam Haba. It's beyond this world. If for instance, let's give an example. Let's take a very different. Let's say a person is struggling with an issue. I don't know, he has a drinking issue, a fist issue, that issue. And he stopped. He stopped for a bunch of days, a bunch of weeks. There's nothing that guarantees us that he won't. So when he comes to me and says, you know, I stopped, I say, you know, I'm really proud of you, but what's the guarantee? Like, how do I know it's not going to come back again? How do I know the problem's not going to resurface? So I need to point at some mahalach where I've moved past the nekuda I am. Because if I can start and stop and there's no shini mechusi between the two, then it's really not a permanent matzah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu the Bama'eda was that it means there has to be a mahalach of a proizder going to a traklin. There has to be a mahalach to it. So first of all, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Meramis Sidri Avayda, as I'll say Karbonis, which is Avayda, that is the mahalach Avayda. The going through the Brisbane, I'm sorry, was also, it was walking through a narrow corridor. In other words, he put the psalm on both sides, and they went through it. It's similar, it's hauntingly similar to Chazal say, Goy Mikarev Goy, that it was like a leder. It's a fascinating mahalach. You think about it, that the Lashenis and the Surah of Chazal, in leder, you have a nekuda where you are, you have the area that leads out is called the Proizdor, and then you end up in the next world, in the next stage. So in a matziv of Leda, you have exactly that mahalach. You have where you came from, a place to pass through that's called the Proizdor, and the end result. There's something there. A Proizdor tends to be a narrow place, a makom tsar. And the reason why it tends to be a narrow place is because merchav, rachvis, is where I settle down. When I'm settling down, I want to spread out. I spread out my feet, I spread out my metaltolin, I'm safe as makom. When I'm going, a derech is always a makom tsar, it's a narrow place, because it's never meant to be an entity unto itself. It's always meant to be a chetimtza to go someplace. That's why if you travel economy class, you always say to the mahajan, of the journey, the tsaros is part and parcel of it. You know, somebody was like, I once was bumped up. When I used to travel back and forth every month, that service used to get upgraded every so often. And once I was bumped up to first class, I told my wife it's the only time I ever felt like staying a little longer on the plane and not getting off. But other than that, you have a very strong truth to get off. Because the tsarus of derech is always that mahalach. Claudius girls in Mitzrayim was like an Uber. The going out was to go down this Proizdor, the whole Arbaim Shana afterwards, Asher Karcha Baderech, the whole Arbaim Shana, or at least the Matan Torah part, was also part of a Derech, but going to Eretz Yisrael in the bigger picture. And Eretz Yisrael is Eretz Chem Teva Urechava. Eretz Yisrael is Rachvis, and the Derech is Tsarus. The Derech is always an Inui. This all becomes the hechetimtzer. You're not going to a new makom unless you're passing through a proizdor. If Eluyatzer, we'll give an example. Let's say I have one room, and then room B, without walls. So then that's an, I have one room. What I succeeded in doing was I made it to one room because there's no derrick between the two, so it was never one room. The Yetzias Mitzrayim and going to Yisro was done in an oifen that was derechtik, and b'meila it meant that there was sarus in the mahalach shaboy because it's a mahalach, and the being able to get to that other makom, that's what Kali Yisrael told Esav, if he didn't have the inuy of Mitzrayim, that's Shem Yisro. Akash Baruch Hu said, and Yisrael will only be nikne through a mahalach. And Klal Yisrael went through the mahalach, they were zeifer there to Yisrael. If you don't go through the mahalach, you're not zeifer there to Yisrael. Okay, any questions?
So if a shot like this, I know it's mamish connected, but it brings to mind, I think it's from the Rambam. The Rambam says that when the Yidden were going through the Midbar, they had, I don't know what word to use, but like a yishuv or neuchius, Neuchus with a ches, much greater than people that are normally in a yeshuv. That they on the derech, is that shaykh to this nakuda?
Well, the truth is, if you let me give you the same example. It says people who travel don't enjoy it. I mean, even if you stay in fancy hotels, you want to get back home because the neuchus is not a whatever it is, you don't have the sense, there's no yishuv hadas because it's not a mokum yishuv, it's not where I'm meant to stay. If I live in a hotel, I live in a hotel, that's my mokum yishuv. But if I don't live there, then I don't have a sense of, I have that sense of being not b'mekoymi, not in the yishuv, not in the ruvach.
That I understand, but what's the nekuda that the Yidden had, even on the derech, they had a b'noichus more than we have b'yishuv?
Like a yoinik in Heik Imoy and so on. There was a sense of SSM of Kafi Nisharan. But to show that the Derek was not enough, it was Ashkafi also. Okay, so Chakash was Sameach, and I think next time, after Shkadish Nir, we'll touch base again with the Shkadish.
Very good. Shkadish.
Okay, Kalta.